Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank you for tuning in on this day that the Lord has made. I hope you rejoice when you woke up this morning and glad to be here. Glory to God. It's a dawning of a new day. So we need to give God glory, honor, and praise each and every day. Amen. I'm going to go ahead now and go ahead with our announcements. Amen. I want you to keep these announcements in mind because it's ministry with you in mind. Glory to God. And go ahead and tell a friend. You know, I know you have many friends and, you know, other people that you can tell to listen in. Glory to God and hear a word from the Lord on today. And I know they will get a word from the Lord. You know, now, you know, everybody said it, you know, they're going through. Well, you know, just listen to the word of God and it will help you through those hard times. Glory to God. It'll help you through whatever time you're going through. You know, because at some point, everybody will go through. And if you ain't going through, check yourself and see what side you're on. Glory to God. Let's go ahead on, amen, with the announcements on today. First of all, I'm going to kick off with one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, go ahead and inbox them on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And inbox them and let them know what the need may be. You know, the door is open for you to get help, so get the help. Just because we are a church without walls, that doesn't mean that we still can't help. Because God's words travel. The anointing travels. It don't just travel on the inside of a church building. It'll travel through the airwaves. Glory to God. So go ahead and hit them up and let them know what the need may be. And if you move on down, on Saturday, we have none other than Faith Come By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's an awesome woman of God who prays the house down, and she continues to pray, hallelujah. And if you come on, you'll get just what you need, glory to God. So don't think it's strange. When you come on and you feel that anointing from the airwaves coming through, oh, my God, to get you healed, delivered, and set free every Saturday. So tune in. You don't want to miss it. And if you move on down on Sunday, we're called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss this show. Yes, you'll get a word from the Lord. You'll get prayer. You'll get a prophetic word if you listen. It comes forth. And you reach out and grab that you need. I know some say they don't need it. Well, just get it. Amen. Put it on the shelf because you'll need it sooner or later. Glory to God. And then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and then you'll hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, which will be Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. Just tune in and hear what the Lord is saying and how he's moving through Minister Elaine. It's an awesome word of God coming from the woman of God. She's going to tell it just like it is. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you to go ahead and purchase her book. She has the second book out, and I'm sure she still has some left on the first one. So you can purchase both of them at one time. If you really want to, you can get both of them. That way you'll have a package deal. The title of the second book is I Found It In Me by Minister Elaine Jackson. Amen. Yes, I have my copy, so you need to go ahead and get yours. Amen. And read the word. Now, I'm not going to tell you what's in it. You know, that way you can go and buy it, and that way you can see what's in it. Amen. I Found It In Me. So it's an awesome, awesome read. So go ahead and purchase your book. Amen. And see what the Lord is saying in your life. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you, if you need, hallelujah, hallelujah, you need somewhere where you think you can lay your head, glory to God, come on over here. I'm going to encourage you to come on over here and partner. Hallelujah. You need somewhere to lay your money? Come on over here and partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more to join in. Glory to God. And there you could even get a call from the apostle, the pastor, and they'll pray for you, and they'll lead you, they'll guide you into where you need to go and what do you need to do. Hallelujah. You know, everybody needs some guidance at sometimes. You know, sometimes you can't get that breakthrough that you need. You need somebody to pray with you. You need somebody to help you, to lead you, to guide you. You don't have anybody to help you in the ministry or whatever it may be. Contact them. And they will get you on the right road. They'll get you on straight street. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like I said, you can come on in and partner and watch God be God in your life and watch him move. He doing some mighty works now. You know, a lot of times people say, well, Lord, I ain't seen nothing. I've been praying. But that don't mean you stop sowing. That don't mean you stop giving. That don't mean you stop praying. That don't mean you stop seeking. You have to continue on in the word and continue on with God. Don't let nothing stray you away from that. Just because you say, oh, my God, I've been going through. Well, amen. Then you need somebody to help you pray it through. Glory to God. And can tell you what's going on wrong, the reason you don't have your breakthrough yet. Hallelujah. So I encourage you, hit them up. And if you don't know, amen, or you don't have a Facebook page, if you know either of the Wild Team numbers, you can contact us. You can contact us on Facebook. I'm sure a lot of us are friends on Facebook. You can contact us. And we'll get you to them. Hallelujah. Ain't no shame over here. And we ain't playing games. There just ain't no shame over here. How about that? But just come on over here and we'll get you connected. We'll get you hooked up. Hallelujah. So they can help you whatever you may need. Hallelujah. You need prayer. You need somebody to touch and agree with you. You need a mentor. I said it again. Hallelujah. Because I know there's someone who really needs this. Listen, when you need what you need, you just need it. Stop being ashamed in these days. Don't let the devil fool you. The devil will come to you and talk to you in all kinds of ways, say you don't need this. You don't need to go over there and tell them that you don't need to do this. Don't be putting your business out there. No, don't let the devil fool you. You know, they used to sing that song about don't let the devil rise. If you let it rise, he'll want to drive. Yeah, he will do it. Hallelujah. But don't let him fool you in saying that you don't need, hallelujah. So many people that became so secretive, you know, instead of going and getting real help, hallelujah, from those that are spiritual, those that know the word, those that can help you to pray it through, those that know how to get you your breakthrough, those that know how to see you through. So many times now, people are so afraid. They begin to bottle it up on the inside. And guess what? It's causing depression. It's causing them to be weighted. Yes. But I'm opening the door for you today to get all those things that you need. Glory to God. So come on in. Amen. While the water is being stirred, and get what you need. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer at this time, if you would just press the 1, I will bring you in for prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. You know, God is good and he is worthy. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody, so I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, for such a wonderful day, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be here on this line to hear the word of the Lord on today, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, let us have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we bind all distracting spirits. Let there be no distraction, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let there be, Lord God, the children be quiet and hear the word also, Lord God. The adults, Lord God, be quiet, hear the word also, Lord God, not trying to watch the TV and hearing the word, but hear the word. I'm sure they can hold out, hallelujah, for just 1 hour with you, Lord, 1 hour with the King, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we pray for those that need healing on the line, those that need healing all across the nation, Lord God, whatever it may be, Lord God, whether it's COVID, Lord God, the new variants, that have came out, Lord God. We know you can heal because you made this body so you can heal it from the inside out, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray for all the frontline workers, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give them a stable mind, Lord. We know they're tired, but they can draw strength from heaven like never before. So, Lord, we pray right now to give them even more strength, Lord God, for whatever they have to endure, oh Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, because we know that you can do all things, Lord, but fail. You're not a failing God. You're an omnipotent God, and you're everywhere and in everything that we need you to be in. So, Father, we just said thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for good help. We thank you for strength. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us, Lord God, to wake up and see another day. We thank you, Lord God. Because we know, Lord God, that you're in control of every situation, oh Lord. Lord, you said that if we would pray and seek your face, oh God, oh my God, and turn, Lord, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father God, we thank you, oh God, for your word, Lord. May it be everlasting, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you again, Lord God, because we can't give you thanks enough for everything that you've already done, Lord God. And we know that more is coming for you to do for us. So, Lord, we just say thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us not hesitate when it comes down to giving. Let us not hesitate when it comes down to reading the word of God. Let us not hesitate, Lord God. Oh, my God, in helping our neighbors. Let us not hesitate, Lord God, when it comes down for helping the widows and the elderly, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that they're being taken care of, Lord, even those that are in the storms, Lord God, that we don't even know about, but we see it, Lord God, on TV, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let them have everything that they need, the warmth, the blankets, Lord God, the housing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them not turn their backs until everyone has been, Lord God, oh, my God, served, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord. So, Father God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God, and we serve an on-time God. Glory to God. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want it, but he'll be there right on time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I hear that you're saying that you've been going through, and you needed this, and you needed all kinds of stuff you've been telling the Lord you need. But what you really need, get what you really need from him. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you ask for stuff you don't even need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ask him to help you to be a better steward over that he's already gave you in your possession. That's what you do first. Hallelujah. And when you can do that, he'll multiply you with more. Because, you know, for many, 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 many years, I told someone, I said, I've been going through this thing so long. It's been many, 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 many years. But, you know, he told me, he said, I had to prepare you for such a time as this. So I didn't understand it then, but I understand it now. He had to prepare me for what's to come. Hallelujah. Because if he had gave me everything that I was asking him for, then I probably couldn't have handled it. I wouldn't have handled it well. I'd have handled it, but it wouldn't have been well like I was supposed to. But we thank God that, you know, he did what he did because, amen, he wanted me to be well prepared. Hallelujah. You know, you can just get prepared. There's a difference in being prepared and well prepared. You say, Lord, yeah, I'm prepared for let's just say I'm prepared for $100,000. Well, every time you get money, what you do? You go out there and buy all these lavish gifts and all these stuff and all this other stuff. And, oh, I got to go do this. I got to do that. I'm going here. I'm going there. I'm going everywhere. And you, before you know it, you done spent it all. Hallelujah. Yes, you done spent every dime. So you know what? You were prepared for it, yes. But you wasn't well prepared. Saying, okay, listen, you need to budget. Hallelujah. Watch your spending. Get the things that are necessary, and you can get some of the things that you want. But you ask him, can you get it at that time? I know that this person always say, amen, this is not what I was going to do. But anyway, let's go there. This person said, well, you know what? I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, can I have this beautiful dress right here? Lord, can I have this? And he said, yeah, go ahead. See, that means that, you know, she's doing what she's supposed to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She asked him. Hallelujah. And sometimes you just go and get stuff and you get it before you know it. Then you back to square one. Hallelujah. So, see, you were prepared for it coming in, but you wasn't well prepared because it went out. Oh, amen. Glory to God. Well, we're going to go ahead on, amen, hallelujah, and get into our message on today, because he is good and he is worthy to be praised. Amen, hallelujah. My God. Go ahead and turn with me to Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8. That's where we're going to be coming from on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, he says he's going to restore the years that the cankerworm, the palmer worms have eaten from your life. Hallelujah. You know, there are some things that's been eaten up in your life, plus your finances have been eaten up. Your faith has been eaten up. Hallelujah. Because so much has been going on, and you just, your faith has just done hit rock bottom. Hallelujah. If you on this line, then you press the 1 and come in. Hallelujah. Ah, glory to God. And we will pray. Hallelujah. We're not going to forget. We have to do what he say do. You know, it's okay. Hallelujah. Your faith has been shaken. But I'm going to pray, hey, amen, glory to God, that God will restore you. He's going to restore everything that you lost, everything that you should have had, and everything that you could have right now. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we come against that spirit, Lord God, of their faith being wavered, Lord God, and it's just hit rock bottom, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we said, Lord God, renew their strength, Lord, in you, Lord God. Let them know they still need to read the word. They still need to hear the word. They still need to come against those spirits is trying to bind them down, Lord, by staying in the word of God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, as you're going to restore them and give them everything that they lost, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even some of the things, Lord God, that they ain't telling nobody. Oh, my God, we know you'll restore them because, Lord, it was theirs. They lost it. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. The restoration is here in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and get into our word. Hallelujah. Like I said, turn with me to Mark chapter 8. I'm going to start at the first verse. Jesus will feed you spiritually, spiritual food, and he'll give you some natural food. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, you know, we talk about, Lord, we believe, Lord, we believe, Lord, help me. But do you ever say, Lord, help my unbelief? You know, sometimes there may be something on the inside, and you'll hear it even, you know, in your mind saying, okay, now how did this, wait a minute, Lord, hold up now. You know, and you'll be trying to doubt. But I told him, I said, look, don't bring that doubt and believe here to me. I said, I don't even want to hear. I don't even like talking negative to people. I really don't, you know. And then don't let them, by all means, don't talk to them that always try to solidify everything. Oh, my gosh. Those right there can weigh you down. Well, you know, I said, God did it. And I'm going to believe that God did it, you know. But then you're going to go on and say, well, you know what, this, that. No, I said God did it. And if I said God did it, that settles it. That settles it. So just be careful, amen, who you talk to, because that can weigh you down also. So, you know, let's look right here in the Word of God. In those days, the multitudes began being very great and having nothing to eat. Jesus called his disciples unto him and said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. You see, they were with him for 3 days and they had nothing to eat. Well, see, they was trying to get the word of God, you know. They were sitting there listening. They wanted more. See, if you said, if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. So guess what? They was with him, and he was filling them with the word of God. And that's why they wasn't hungry for the natural food, but they were ready for that spiritual food. You know, sometimes you have to push that natural food over there to the side. That's okay. Y'all just lay it over there. You ain't got to eat it right there. You ain't got to eat them ribs, and you don't have to eat that fried chicken and that cornbread and peas and all that different stuff, collard greens. And I know young people, y'all don't know a whole lot about that. You know, it's microwave for some, you know. Hallelujah. But those are the best vegetables that give you the proteins that you need. Amen. You know, so just put that over to the side just for a minute, you know, and begin to get that spiritual food. And that's what they were getting. And they had Jesus was there, amen, so they had the anointing with them, and they wanted more, so they was pulling from that strength. Hallelujah. They didn't want the natural right then. They wanted the spiritual. So they had been with him 3 days listening, he said, and they hadn't eaten nothing. Okay, let's move on to verse 3. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from far. He was saying different ones came from different places. And if I send them away hungry, he said they're going to die before they get there, because they didn't see the anointed had lifted, and they was on their way back to their own hometown. So then it was time to feed them. You know, just think about it. When you come off a fast, hallelujah, sometimes, you know, people fast. I'm not telling you to go on no fast. First of all, let's clear that up, okay? You only go on a fast unless he tells you to. So I'm not telling you to go on no fast. Let's clear that up right now. Okay, now, here's the thing. Okay, what was going on here? They had done left him. They were getting ready to leave him and go back to their own hometown. And so you just think about it, amen. After you come off a fast, you're going to be what? You're going to be hungry. When you're fasting the word, reading the word of God, and doing everything in the word and praying and all that, you ain't thinking about feeding your natural body, but you're thinking about feeding your spirit. And that's what they were doing. And he was saying, if I send them back, then guess what's going to happen? They're going to faint by the wayside. And his disciples answered him, from whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And he asked them, how many loaves have ye? He said, hold up, we in the wilderness, we can't do that. You know, it's a lot of them. Let's see how many it was. And he asked them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and brake, and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did eat them before the people. And they had a few small fish. And he blessed and commanded to set them also before them. See, he was telling them, this is what y'all do. Break this bread and set it before. Go ahead and we're going to take this fish and set it before. So I'm going to feed them. I'm not going to send them away hungry. Hallelujah. Because they done sat here and they done listened to me. Now I'm going to send them out there, you know, back to their own country to die on their way. No, I can't do that, because he has compassion. Now, how many of you see someone on the street? I know, you know, you have to be careful nowadays, you know, and I understand that. I do, and I do, and I do. But, you know, there ought to be sometimes where you may see somebody, you know, and you say, well, let me just go ahead and buy you lunch. Here, go get it, you know. And I know people say, well, you know, they may not take it and do what they're supposed to do with it. But guess what? It ain't on your hands. Everybody, you can't. You cannot bless. But there are some that you ought to be able to. There may be even people around your neighborhood that you know real good that ain't really got no food or nothing. You know them, too. And you know that they hurt. You know that they need. And here you are with all these fish and all these loaves of bread in your house and won't even give them none of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But now here's the thing. Here's the clincher. You always want somebody to give you, but you don't give them nothing. Let's move on. Glory to God. Help us, Lord. So they did eat and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. See, he fed them all. He fed every one of them. When he commanded the food to multiply, hallelujah, I can tell you, it does work. You know, I can be cooking, amen, and sometimes they say, well, you know, this one coming when we have like holidays and different stuff. This one coming and that one's coming. Well, you know, they don't tell you beforehand. You know, they tell you right when you're cooking, you say, okay, well, this will be enough for who's coming, right? Hallelujah. But I'm like, Lord, I command you, Lord, you're going to have to grow it. I command this food, Lord God, hallelujah, to be made more than I already have. And do you know it ends up with much, much more? It ends up with so much Amen. You know, my family gets really full. They can also take plates home with them. Everybody in there can take plates, and they still have some left. You know, so I know it works. I'm not just saying that. I know the word works. The word will work if you work it. But if you don't work it, it ain't going to work. Hallelujah. If you keep trying to work your own mind and not your own conscience of what's happening here, and, you know, it ain't God, and all, it ain't going to work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Because I know the word works. Hallelujah. If you believe that this word will work if someone needs healing and you pray it, hallelujah, then guess what? He's going to heal them. Glory to God. But you got to believe. You know, some got healed as they went. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But guess what? It may not right then, but guess what? You keep on praying. Then God going to heal them. He's going to bring them up and he's going to bring them out. Come look right here. Look what happened here. Jesus commanded. Hallelujah. And guess what? They had more than enough. He fed about 4,000. So that may have been plus. Hallelujah. So understand, he can feed you spiritually. He can feed you naturally. You got to get outside of yourself. You know what's going on here? Sometimes people are so caught up in what they think and their scenarios, and it's like this and it's like that. But what did the word say? Yes, everybody got an opinion, but is it the true word of God? If you know you was in a tight being, God, all of a sudden, hallelujah, he blessed you. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, this was coming and this was going to do that and that. See, you done got outside of what the word says. You got to believe, hallelujah, believe that it was him and believe that he moved on your behalf, hallelujah. And that way it'll help to grow your faith, glory to God. Don't always be so analytical, analyze everything, because you're analyzing it wrong. Let's move on. And straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples and came into the parts of Dalmanutha. And the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, seeking him a sign from heaven, tempting him. Let's read on down to verse 12. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, why doeth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. See, they wanted a sign, but hold up. Now, they just left, okay, as I'm over there where he had already, think about it, fed 4,000, right? So then they asking for a sign. Did you not see? Let's see what he said. Do you not see? He can go ahead and he can give you all the tea in China. But you will still say, well, Lord, I need a sign, Lord, that you're going to take care of this. No, why would you say, Lord, give me a sign that you're going to take care of this? And you've already seen him do stuff back in your life before then, whatever you had going on now. Hallelujah. You got to look back, yeah, not to go back, but you got to step back and think about what he's done. He delivered me when I was sick. He healed my mom when she was sick. He raised me up out of a place that I shouldn't have been, full of sin. You got to think about it. Hallelujah. He did many, many things. When I needed him, hallelujah, he came. When I was lonely, he came. Glory to God. So do you think about all those things? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I remember this person, amen, one time, hallelujah, that they said, well, you know, they wanted to go and they wanted to go out and they wanted to eat on their anniversary. Glory to God. And they were saying the husband went at, right? Glory to God, praise him. Hallelujah. So they just went on by themselves. And when they went by themselves, Jesus stepped in on it. Hallelujah. And when they said when they got the meal, it tasted like Jesus cooked it himself. The waitresses were so nice, said everything went well. So you see, they know they were disappointed. But guess what? They served them very, very well. Glory to God. So you see, he'll come in, hallelujah, and he'll give you things that your heart desires if you want to do it. But guess what? Don't fall out just because you see he ain't doing what you want him to do now, but just think about what he done already done. You know, people always say, well, Lord, if you don't do nothing else, you've already done enough. No, they don't really mean that. For real, for real. Not for really. They don't. Let's move on. And he left them and entering into the ship again, departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread. Neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, and of the leaven of Herod. What he was telling them to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. You know, they were evil disposition. They asked for a sign from Jesus when they had already judged Jesus not to be an agent for God. But, hallelujah, but they were hostile. They had unbelief. They just didn't believe that all that could happen. That's what was wrong with them, hallelujah. You see, you said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. You need to say that, amen, every now and then say that. So you won't get in disbelief that he ain't doing it. But yes, he is doing it. Look, you went out on the highway, okay? You went, amen, wherever you had to go, and then you came back. You didn't have no accident. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nobody didn't run over you. Also, if you had a near miss, praise God, he kept you still from accident. Glory to God. So you got to be thankful for what he's already done. Don't say he ain't doing nothing just because he ain't did what you want him to do. You don't say that. Glory to God. That's another unbelief, disbelief. Glory to God. Let's move on. And they reasoned among themselves, said, it is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he said it unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not, ye neither understand. Have ye your hearts yet hardened? Having eyes, see you not, and having ears, hear ye not, and do ye not remember? Oh, glory to God. Hold up. He's telling them, do you not remember what I did when I fed the 4,000? Don't you know if I fed the 4,000, I can feed you too? Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. See, that's why they just absolutely forgot it. My God. Hallelujah. So glory to God. He was reminding them, I did that. Look, and they got the one in this ship with them. Glory to God. That can do anything. He can part the waters. Hallelujah. He can make deaf angels get back and behave. Glory to God. He can make the sickness get off you. Hallelujah. And you're healed by his stripes. My God. He can bring fish from the ocean and have them jumping up and get in the ship. Hallelujah. You ain't even got to put a net out there. They just jump up and get in the ship. Come on now. Glory to God. Do y'all not remember how I told you to break the bread and lay it before them? Then I told you to get the fish and lay it down also. And I fed the multitudes. Huh. Hallelujah. Do you not remember how quickly you forget when you needed him? Hallelujah. And he was there. When you needed to pay your light bill, he was there. When you needed him to heal your body, he was there. When you needed him to heal your children, he was there. When he needed you to heal your spouse, he was there. When he needed you, you needed him, glory to God, he was there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. When you needed strength in your body, and your body were racking with pain, he was there. How quickly we forget. Just because he ain't did what you want him to do right this minute. My God, my God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And when I break the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They said unto him, 12. Can you imagine how they were saying 12? He was reminding them. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said 7. Can you imagine? He was bringing it back to their remembrance. How quickly you forget what he's already done. So remember, when you say stuff like that and things like that, say, well, Lord, you know, I'm just going to say, Lord, you already done enough. You don't really mean that for real, for real. Because there's something else come up. That's why you have to watch your words. He said he watches over his word to perform it. So that's why you have to watch the words that's coming out your mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you ain't, you know, people always say, well, you know, I'm not deep in the Bible. Well, get deep because it's time to get deep. Hallelujah. Get deep. You're going to either swim or you're going to sink, one or the other. And I hope you can swim on the word of God and believe, because you don't want to sink and say, okay, I got the word, but I'm not putting it to good use. So that way you're going to sink because you don't remember, amen, some of the things that you read and some of the things that he can do and how he can bring you out and bring you over and how he's already brought you out and brought you over. My God, let's move on. And he said unto them, how is it that ye do not understand? And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hand upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And see, right here, he's a miracle-working God. He has not forgot. You know, sometimes we forget, but he has not forgot. When you read that word, make that word personal to you. Because, you know, some people, they'll sit and they'll read the word while they're reading the word, watching TV. But that, for me, that don't work. Hallelujah. I don't want but one thing going in my spirit. You know, anything with two heads is a monster. Now, just think about it. You're trying to meditate on the word of God, glory to God, and then you're trying to sit up here and watch TV too, glory to God, hallelujah. How is that going to work? That's not going to work. You have to get in your private place. And look what he was doing. He was still going along healing. He spit in his hands, hallelujah, to heal this man's eyes so he can see. And that's what you got to do because you want him to use you, hallelujah. But you want him to use you, amen, glory to God, for more than just say, well, you know what, sister, I'm praying for you. Nah, he wants you to be able to pray for him and they get healed because he don't use, amen, glory to God. He ain't raining down manna from on high. He's using people now. Glory to God. You understand? Well, Lord, I want you, I command you, Lord God, to go ahead, Lord, and take care of that situation that they got. Amen. You know, if you can take care of what they need, then he wants you to do it because he uses people. So don't be so stingy all the time. Some people are just so stingy. It's awful. Glory to God. But you always want somebody to give you, but then you never give anything back. You'll give the word. Well, honey, I'm going to give you the word. But no, he wants you to come up out of there. Amen. Go in there and get them sausages you've been having in that refrigerator, had them packed up. Now, let me help you out. Glory to God. Don't get nobody nothing expired. Hallelujah. Don't get nobody nothing expired. And let me help you out again. Don't give nobody nothing that you don't want to wear yourself. That's the worst thing you could do. Glory to God. You know, they said, well, I don't want this. I decided, you know, I just didn't want it. You know, it was given to me. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to let you have it. Yeah, by the time you look at it, oh, my God, my God. You know, you could have just let the trash man pick it up. Glory to God. But let's move on. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. And after he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. You see, he healed him. He healed that man right there. And he was going on about doing that healing and doing what he was set there to do. And that's what he want us to do, to go on about our business and tell people, you know, not to try to stuff the word down their throat, not do that, because you don't want to, you know, run them off. But remember, hallelujah, he'll still do, amen, what he said he was going to do. You don't have to worry about none of that. You ain't got to get caught, hallelujah. My God, he'll feed you spiritual food. He will feed you natural food. So you don't have to worry about any of that. If he gave them and he fed them, he will also feed you. We're in a time now, you know, I hear people, you know, some saying, you know, and I've said it too. I said, woo, they have really, really went up on groceries. It really have. And, you know, they say, yes, my goodness, you went up. I said, wow. I said, yes, they have. But guess what? You're going to eat, right? Hallelujah. Most of the time you're going to eat it, you're going to want something more than ramen noodles. Well, if that's all you got, then and that's all you can afford, then guess what? You eat them noodles, but you pray over them. Say, Lord, I thank you for this steak. I thank you, Lord God, for this steak I got right here. Glory to God. And he will increase you. He'll send somebody by. He's okay, listen, Sister Sarah over there needs some groceries. Now, what I want you to do, go buy them. You ain't got to go in the house. Just call and say, look, sister, they asked the dough. They're going to knock in just a minute. You know, come on now. You can just go ahead and you can order them now and tell them to deliver it to the door. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's going to use you in this season. Just go on and deliver them to the door. I know she would be glad to receive whatever it is. And if you know she got children, you know she's going to want some cereal. You know she's going to want some milk, too. And ain't nothing wrong with buying her some ramen noodles. No, ain't nothing wrong with none of that. But he's using you to take care of them. Hallelujah. So don't always go out and want to collect from other people. Say, well, you know what? You know, I'm telling you, Sarah over there, she needs some groceries. And this person, you know, they passed and they passed. But you know what? You always say that for other people to give. But you know what? I don't know who it is, but I'm just helping you. I'm helping you on the day. You don't put nothing in. You don't put nothing in, but you want everybody else to put in. Hallelujah. But that ain't God. That's not the way you do it. If you're going to come in this season, you're going to have to come wholeheartedly, doing the right thing. I just told somebody, I said, well, you know what? I said, hold up, wait a minute. I said I was going to do this. I said, but, you know, usually time passed, and I said, I usually don't do that. I said, but I had to break the code. Because I'm trying in this season to do better. And we all need to do better. I said, I'm going to go ahead on it. I'm going to do this thing. I said, because I usually don't do this, amen, after a certain time. I said, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. I try to make sure that I'm on cue, on point in this season for real, for real. Hallelujah, glory to God. But sometimes you may forget. That's why we got phones to remind us, remind me, you know, to do this or remind me to do that, right? And it will remind you. It'll come on, click on, said, okay, you told me to remind you, so here's your reminder. Glory to God. But you got to be real and keep it real in this season. He wants you to help take care of God's people. I know we got the pandemic and all these different things going on, but guess what? Ain't nothing but a phone call away. Because some people you know in your neighborhood, I hear it again. You know some people in your neighborhood that need a little help, and you can help them, but you won't help them. Hallelujah. You know, if you don't give, he said, give, and it shall be given. So if you don't give, then don't you look for him to help you. Hallelujah. He blesses the just so well as the unjust. Yes, he does, regardless of what they're doing, regardless of how they may hang out, and regardless of what they do. You don't want the children starving. You can't take it out on children just because what the mom and the dad and them ain't acting right. Don't take it out on the children. Glory to God. So sometimes we do. Anyway, hallelujah. And think about what he's already done for you. And think about how he's going to do even more. But you got to come outside of yourself in this season. Begin to give him everything you can give him in this season. Don't leave nothing out. Give him more time in the word. Give him more time, just a long time with you and him. Give him more time to speak to you. Instead of just the 5 minutes, you might want to increase it. And said, okay, Lord, you know, I want to hear from you. So I'm going to sit here and just let you minister to me. He may not come right then, but he'll come. He will come. Because he knows, amen, if you're pure-hearted and you want to do it. He said, well, you know, I got to get up. It's time to get up. And let me help you out. Your mind will always tell you, well, you know what? You got to do this. You got to do that. You got no. Say, uh-uh. It can wait. It ain't going nowhere, and I promise you, ain't nobody going to do it. So it'll be all right. It can wait until I finish right here with the Lord. Glory to God. And I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And keep on sitting there and waiting on your God to come in and give you the word. And come in and say what he has to say. So don't move so quick. Because sometimes you move too quick and then you miss it. You miss what he wanted to tell you and who he wanted you to minister to and what he wanted to say to you. Hallelujah. When you read the word of God, then you go off, amen, and do all kinds of other things and things and things. But you never think about that you read. He said, you know, meditate on my word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, meditate on my word day and night, and I will give you success. So if you don't ever meditate on that word and listen at the word that you done already read on the inside of you, it ain't going to do nothing. I can read this word, amen. We got a shift here. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. I can read this word daily, but if I don't meditate on things that I've read and, Lord, what does this mean and what do you want me to do and how you want me to say it and where you want me to put it and if it's somebody I need to reach out and touch, amen. No, I'm not AT&T, but guess what? You can reach out and touch, hallelujah, glory to God, and give them a word, hallelujah. Then you won't even know, glory to God. So you spend more time in the word. So there's someone who's not spending time like they should in the word of God. Hallelujah. So that's when you're cutting your own self short. You're cutting your own blessings short because you're not spending time in the word. You know, hallelujah, you know. It ain't like you don't know. You know because you've been taught it to spend time in the word, to hear what the Lord is saying in through the word. Hallelujah. And ask him, Lord, what are you saying if you don't understand it? He said, wisdom is the principle, but of all that getting, get an understanding. You want to understand what the word is saying so you can hold tight to that word and get deliverance and get healing. So whenever you talk to someone and you got that word down on the inside and he's going to give you what to say to this person and how to say it, hallelujah, not just coming up with your own stuff. Too many times, sometimes people come up with their own stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I'm not talking about the testimonies. He says we're overcomers by our testimonies when we tell others, you know, about what we went through and how we went through it. Oh, glory to God. Yes. But, you know, you won't come up with your own scenarios. Hallelujah. Because your scenarios are probably wrong and need to be thrown out the door. Just come on with it. He'll bring that word up on the inside so you can tell them, you know, well, this is what the Lord is saying. This is what he's saying to you, and this is what he's saying. You know, I know just here on this week, he told me to give someone a word, amen, and it was a song, glory to God. And just give it, he said, give them this song and tell them to listen to it, but to listen to the words that it's actually saying. Because sometimes, you know, we can hear stuff, you know, but we don't really know the words that it's really saying, what it's really saying to us. And that word, amen, could change our lives. It could give us that show enough push that we need to go even the further in Christ. So you got to learn how to make sure that your reading and your listening and your meditation is on the word of God. And if you listen, he will talk back. Yes, he will. You know, some say, well, I can't hear. Yes, he will. You listen. He'll talk back. Some say, well, I don't know. Well, he even talks through his words. He speaks through his songs. He wants you to hear it. He wants you to hear his voice through everything that you're doing. In the kitchen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Making hamburgers, hallelujah. Stirring in the pot of collard greens. And I know y'all say, I said collard greens and peas. And you know, I have family that likes that good old country cooking. And glory to God. But that's what he wants. Yeah, well, why are you cutting up the potatoes for the potato salad? You can hear him, and he's speaking to you. And while you're meditation and you're humming and you're singing and you, just a joyful noise unto the Lord, and he steps in and he tells you what he wants you to do and how he wants you to do it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for everyone that heard the voice on today, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, whatever healing that needs to take place, we know you can do it, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for everywhere you are, Lord God. We want to be there also, oh Lord, in the spirit realm right now in the name of Jesus. Those that want to go higher in you, Lord God, let them come up higher. Let them hear the word on today, Lord God, and again, Lord God, to pray and seek your face even the more, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Not get caught up with what's going on, but know, Lord God, that there's a higher power. There's you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they can come to, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and tell them all about your troubles, and tell them what's going on, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that you see all. You know all, Lord, but you want us still praying, Lord God, and you want us, Lord God, on bending knees, Lord God, to bow ourselves down, Lord God, to you and humble ourselves, Lord, to hear everything that you got to say, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those that need a healing, Lord God. In their mind, the mindset is wrong. Oh, my God, because when you came in Christ, you became a new creature. So you got to renew your mind, and everything else will renew. You will have, amen, what you say. So be careful what you're talking about. Be careful what you're saying. Be careful who you hang around in those negative thoughts in this season, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, God, because we know, Lord God, whenever we put our hand to the gospel plow, oh, my God, we can't look back. Oh, you said we ain't fit for the kingdom of God. You can't go back. You can't slide back. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, know that he's there with you, and he's going to be there, and he'll walk with you. He'll suck with you for whatever reason and whatever you may want in this season. So come outside of that place you're living in. You're going to have to let some cousins go. You're going to have to let some friends go. You're going to have to just let some people go. Hallelujah. Because they don't mean you any good. They're over here on the left, hallelujah, whispering in your ear, and they're over here on the right, whispering in your ear, and you like it. You like what they're saying. But you're going to have to cut them loose in order to come in and begin, oh, my God, for him to renew your mind as you read your word. Because what they're doing, they're sucking the very life out of you. He's putting the word there, but they're sucking it out of you before it even takes form. Oh, my God, good God Almighty. So I'm telling you, you're going to have to let them go. Hallelujah.
hallelujah, because what they're talking about is nothing. It's irrelevant, hallelujah, to the word of God. It's stuff that you don't even need to hear. Oh, my God. So come outside of yourself and begin to let him meditate that word in you and in your heart, so that word will come up, hallelujah, from your belly, whatever you need it. Oh, my God, whenever you meet people in the street, hallelujah, whenever you meet them in the store, glory to God, that word will just bubble up, hallelujah. Oh, my God, because you'll be a new creature for real in Christ. You've been playing, hallelujah, for the last 2 years. You've been playing. It's time for you to come on, hallelujah, full circle and know who you are in Christ, hallelujah. But no, they ain't going to like it, hallelujah. But don't try to push the word down their throat, but just let them know who you are, and you stand for what's right and not for what's wrong. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. He said he'll multiply you. He'll give you everything your heart desires, hallelujah. But you've been going in the wrong direction instead of going in the right way. So it's time now for you to make a decision. Hallelujah. Because he said in his word, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out. I'm going to spew you out. So it's time for you to come on in. Dig that word. Dig in that word. Hallelujah. I hear you humming a song. I can't really catch the song that you've been humming. Hallelujah. But you've been humming. You've been singing. Amen. It's a gospel song. I hear it. Continue to hum that song. Because that song is going to bring you some deliverance. Oh, good God Almighty. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve a right now and an on-time God. Amen. Glory to God. Because he is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. He will feed you spiritual food, and he will also give you natural food. He will not let you go hungry, hallelujah. Because those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So if he filled them with the spiritual food, then guess what? He didn't let them go hungry either, did he? Just think about it. He fed them the natural food also for the journey. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised, hallelujah. Amen. I want to go ahead, amen, and reiterate, don't forget, amen, all of the shows on Tuesday, Apostle and Pastor, the Wild Impact Team that comes on every Tuesday, 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time, Saturday, Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern, Prophetess Martha every Sunday. Amen. We're called the Hour of Power. I'm the first hour, 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministers, Minister Elaine Jackson, 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Partner with us, and you won't go wrong. Glory to God. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Father. Mold me, Lord. I repent of everything that I've done, Lord God, that wasn't like you. I didn't walk worthy of you, Lord. So, Lord, I repent. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. Get in you a Bible-believing place, hallelujah, a Bible-believing church. Go to Bible-believing. You know, they're doing it online. They're doing it everywhere now, so you can't fail. The word is going through. Just make sure that they stick into the Bible and you read the word of God, hallelujah, so you can understand it and ask the Lord to help you understand it. Don't you know, anytime if you don't understand it, he will give it to you. Hallelujah. He will give it to you. Hallelujah. And you're trying to come into, you know, into knowing and more knowledgeable about Christ. He's going to give it to you because he's going to feed you. Hallelujah. Just like he fed them, he'll feed you too. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to go ahead with the benediction. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior,
the glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. I will see you back here on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. Amen.